For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump sat down with House Republicans over his controversial policy to separate children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. It was a much-anticipated meeting for the president, with the expectation House GOP members would make clear their worries about how separating migrant children from their parents was playing out in the nation.
The system has been broken for many years, the immigration system. It's been a really bad system, probably the worst anywhere in the world. We're going to try and see if we can fix it.
Chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, Mike McCaul, said afterwards, the president is 1,000% behind his bill to keep families together through the legal process, plus the bottom line item for the president.
It's a $25 billion advance appropriation. $18 billion of that goes to the border wall.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
The TSA is preparing to step up scrutiny of carry-on bags, and powdered substances will get extra review. Chris Van Cleve has more.
Passengers may hear airlines and the TSA encouraging people to check containers of powder that are larger than 350 milliliters. Alternatively, you'll still be allowed to carry them on. However, they have to come out of the carry-on bag, and they will be subject to additional screening.
Two women were killed in a Walmart parking lot northeast of Montgomery, Alabama. WAKA TV reporter Danielle Wallace.
We're told that a man rammed a car he was driving into another car in the parking lot. He then got out and shot two women that were inside of this car. He then killed himself.
Police say the two women had just been granted a protective order against the suspect, identified as 65-year-old Harold Miller. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
What's becoming a familiar voice may soon welcome you to your hotel room. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Amazon has unveiled a new program called Alexa for Hospitality. It's designed to bring the company's voice assistant technology to everything from chain hotels to vacation rentals. And Amazon says it can be customized, so you'll be able to request services like room service or housekeeping. It can also be set up to control smart hotel room functions like raising the blinds or adjusting the thermostat. Amazon launching the new platform at Marriott properties this summer. That would include Marriott Hotels, Westin Hotels and Resorts, Aloft Hotels, and Autograph Collection Hotels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council to protest the bias against Israel and the pattern of allowing human rights abusers to become members. John Clements reports.
With U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley by his side, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave the reason why the U.S. is leaving the 47-nation body.
There is no fair or competitive election process, and countries have colluded with one another to undermine the current method of selecting members. And the Council's continued and well-documented bias against Israel is unconscionable.
Ambassador Haley called the Council an organization that is not worthy of its name. I'm John Clements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.